Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Greetings, people loved by God. Welcome to this, the second Sunday of Easter. Today we hear in our gospel reading how Jesus appeared to his disciples on that first Easter evening, but one disciple was missing from the room that day, the disciple Thomas, and we remember his doubts when he returned and his friends shared with him that great news that Christ indeed was risen from the dead. Thomas had his doubts until he saw Jesus himself the following week, and Jesus said to Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe." And then Thomas' beautiful response, now full of faith, "My Lord and my God." Full of faith, that is our response this second Sunday in Easter as we exclaim that Christ is risen indeed and we proclaim him as our Lord and our God. One brief announcement before we worship today. We have started two new online Bible classes this week. Bill Rusnak is teaching the Enduring Faith Adult Bible class that is taught live at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday nights on the Zoom conference platform. It is then recorded and then posted to our website. And Dave Funke is teaching Life's Challenges, God's Provisions. That class is taught live on Zoom on Sunday mornings at 9:45 a.m. So you notice that those classes are taught during our normal Bible study times, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., Sunday at 9:45 a.m. That class is also recorded and that will also be posted to our website. If you would like to participate in those live Bible classes, we invite you to do that. Please check out our website, chapelofthecross.org. Click on the Ministries tab, and then click on Bible Studies, and you will find instructions there how to participate live with those Bible classes. Or you can just call the church office for more information, and we'll share with you how to do that. If you would like, you can download the bulletin for this service from our website. Again, chapelofthecross.org, you can find that under the Resources tab there on the homepage. Thank you to those who are continuing your good stewardship and sharing your offerings and your tithes to the Lord and His church. You may do that by mailing your offering into church here at the church office, or you may give online. You can click the Give tab on the homepage of our website and just follow the instructions that are posted there. For our worship today, I will be leading the liturgy. Vicar Ellery Glenn will be preaching the sermon. Ryan Meyer, Denise Koch, Mark Peterson, and Linda Christian will be leading the music. May God bless our worship this day as we begin with singing our opening hymn, "Come, You Faithful, Raise the Strain." It's number 487 in Lutheran Service Book. We sing verses 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose mercy has given us new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Without having seen him, we love him and we believe in him, receiving the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls. We gather in the presence of our Lord as his redeemed people, knowing God's grace to us in Christ has made us even more aware of our sinfulness and our unworthiness to be in his presence. We make confession of our sins, trusting in his promise of forgiveness. Father in heaven, we confess to you our sinfulness and our unworthiness to be in your presence. We have sinned by disobeying you and your will for our lives. We confess also our failure to accomplish the good you desire for our lives. Grant us forgiveness for Jesus' sake, and with your Spirit, renew us to live our lives in praise and glory to you. Know this, God has heard your prayer for forgiveness, and his answer to you in Christ Jesus is the forgiveness of all of your sins. That your hearts may be at peace, hear now the Lord's word to you. Upon this your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God to you, and in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from Acts chapter 5, beginning at the 29th verse. Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed them. Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. Some time ago, Thoas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Trusting thee for power, thine can never fail. Words which thou thyself shalt give me must prevail.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We sing our hymn of the word, hymn number 470, O sons and daughters of the King. We sing verses 1, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. Our message is from the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, verses 26 through 29. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed." I would like to make a proposal to name St. Thomas the patron saint of Missouri. Why, you may be asking yourself. The answer is easy. Show me. The day of days is past and gone, but its measure of salvation and victory still lingers to shed its light, its radiant light, over the problems we have in this world. No message has ever been as precious to our hearts as this proclamation we declared 1 week ago. Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. In the Gospel of John, the first and second appearance of Jesus have been recorded. The first appearance is the evening of the resurrection. We are not told where the room was, but it could have been the upper room where Christ instituted the Lord's Supper and where he was betrayed. But we're really not told. The second appearance of our Lord occurred 7 days later, in the same room and house as before. This second appearance of Christ seems to be solely for the benefit of Thomas. Poor Thomas, or as we refer to him, Doubting Thomas. That week had to be very miserable for Thomas. He had not been present during the first appearance of his Lord. And even though the other disciples witnessed to him that Christ had risen, Thomas did not believe their story to the point of stating, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my fingers where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Even though the doors again were locked, Jesus was suddenly again appearing before them. Our Lord turned to Thomas, telling him, "Put your fingers here, see my hands. Reach out your hand, put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas is, of course, awed by the revelation, as well as being overjoyed that his Lord and Savior lived, and cried out, "My Lord and my God." But Thomas did disappoint Christ with his skepticism and notes the flaw to Thomas that he only believes because he has physical proof. But Christ also points out to Thomas, many will not get to see him and yet will believe that he rose. We know that Jesus often had to express his disappointment in his followers because they often lacked the faith and trust and were slow to believe in him. But Christ never loses patience with them. Jesus understood that we could not believe in him on our own and that we, like Adam, were corrupted in our ability to trust fully in God. Despite our fallen nature, Jesus never ceases to teach his followers the importance of trust and faith in him as the Messiah. He rejoiced with his disciples, and he still rejoices when he finds faith in the lives of those who trust in him and that come in faith for their needs. He has sent the Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith and to strengthen our trust. We find ourselves being doubting Thomas's too. Sometimes all it takes is an unexpected adversity. Our latest adversity, the pandemic COVID-19, is an excellent example. There's a happy medium between being prepared and trusting and not trusting that you will have your daily bread provided. People stocking up as if there will never be supplies again do not trust in their daily bread. Or worse, they use this trial to gain financially by price gouging their neighbor. We are not inherently good at trusting blindly in anything, and that includes God. Yet these are the times that Christ's admonishment to us to not be anxious and to trust in him come into action. Just because you do not see an event does not mean the event did not happen. Have you ever missed an Easter due to sickness? Or even think this past Easter that we celebrated over the internet together? Since we were not at church, does that mean that Easter didn't happen? Easter wasn't canceled that day. It does not change the day of days just because we could not gather in peace and in person. In fact, we, by protecting each other, have shown we love our neighbor enough that we would protect each other from becoming ill. And this is in keeping with our Lord's command to love each other as he has loved us. Thomas got to see Christ that day, and he rejoiced. Christ reminds us that we will not get to see him until he calls us home to heaven or until he returns on the last day. In the interim, we wait. But we do, just like Thomas, get to see our Lord in our daily lives, in his creation, as a reminder that he is with us. From the beauty of our own world, to the person that was courteous to you at the store despite the crowds. We see God's hand in our daily lives. But most important, we see him in his word, where he promises again and again, I am with you always. In that glorious word, Christ has even promised the Holy Spirit to guide us and keep us in the true faith. One of my favorite hymns is I Am Trusting Thee, Lord Jesus, which was sung for our anthem beautifully. The hymn, while quite simple, sums up so well the trust we have in our Lord. We trust that our Lord is our full salvation granted to us freely. Our Lord pardons us our sins when we ask, and he pardons us when we don't ask. We trust in his grace and mercy for us, that it is infinite, and we could not have earned this on our own. On the cross, our Lord's innocent blood purified us in a crimson flood and makes us holy through him. We can trust that Christ has sent the Holy Spirit to guide our vocations in life and that our Lord will provide for our needs. We trust that our Lord will provide us with his word and that that word will prevail in our lives for his glory. And that when all fail us, that our Lord will never fail us nor desert us, for this is his promise to us. We have this blessed assurance from our Savior. As Christ forgave and strengthened Thomas, Christ strengthens our faith with the Holy Spirit. Matthew's last sentence in his gospel sums up the love that our Savior has for us with this promise that we can trust and live in. And surely I am with you always to the very end of time. That is what he came for, and that is why we can say without doubt, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Together as the people of God, we confess our faith in our God using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Together we confess. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We give thanks to you, O Christ, for having suffered, died, and risen from the grave to establish an eternal peace that surpasses our human understanding. Author our speech and direct our actions that we may echo this peace throughout our lives to a world in need. Destroy our doubt, diminish our fears, and increase the measure of our faith, that we may winsomely proclaim you, the risen Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Christ, we praise you for having made atonement for us, refreshing and restoring our relationship with God the Father. May the unconditional forgiveness that we have received from you be reflected in our attitude and demeanor toward others. May we be willing to forgive as we have been forgiven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, sustain the balance of authority throughout the world, that political and military leaders may pursue that which is right and just for all people. Support the security of our nation, that we may live peaceful lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we rejoice with those who celebrate special gifts of your grace this day, especially Robert and Laverne Zurheide, as they celebrated their 72nd wedding anniversary this past week. We praise you for the blessing of love and the many years of marriage that you have given to them. For the good gifts that you give to your people, we give you thanks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, reassure us that your Easter victory is sufficient in the face of all adversity. We especially pray today for those who are facing the adversity of illness or infirmity, including Fran Bermel and David Rubano, who are hospitalized, and Art Williams as he recovers from surgery. Give to these, your children, and their loved ones and caregivers, your Easter peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, our healer, we ask that you show your compassion for the whole human family that is in turmoil and burdened with illness and with fear during this pandemic. Come to our aid as the coronavirus spreads globally. Heal those who are sick. Support and protect their families and friends from being infected. Hold in your gentle embrace those who mourn the death of loved ones and give them your peace and comfort. Strengthen and encourage those in public health services and in the medical profession, caregivers, nurses, attendants, doctors, and all who commit themselves to caring for the sick and their families. Sustain all workers and business owners who suffer loss of livelihood due to shutdowns, quarantines, closed borders, and other restrictions. Guide the leaders of the nations that they speak the truth and act with justice so that all may receive the help that they need. Heal our world, strengthen our hearts and our minds, and in the midst of turmoil, give us hope and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. We sing our closing hymn together, hymn number 490, Jesus Lives, the Victory's Won.